What did you make of tonight and what was kind of said, and obviously the crowd?
Yeah, large crowd. I think well over 200. And then there was the YouTube there. I noticed there was over 50 people watching that, so they were able to attend. And my feeling was that the information was really sound, that the community, anybody that checks out the YouTube channel, Lanark Highlands YouTube channel, and watches this, they'll see that the questions and the science and logic that the community presented to the township and the council members. If a Lanark Highlands councillor were to vote yes and rezone the land from rural and aggregate reserve to aggregate extraction, I would like to hear what their justification is for it, because you couldn't say it was presented and proven that we don't need more, that in Lanark Highlands alone, there's over 10 million tons of aggregate licensed. And in 2023, I think it was, we only used 1.2 million. And so you can't say we need it. So I would like to hear from councillor why you said yes. So that's what I'd want to get from tonight, is with all of that presented to the council, all that information, the logic and the science, how in a councillor's mind would say, well, no, we should take what is incompatible, a situation of incompatible land use, and just rewrite our official plan and approve a below water table pit that allows pit lake water to drain into a natural spring fed lake. Yeah, the below water table aspect is a huge, huge concern. And with the slope water table, the applicant themselves stated that the water table would be lowered and adjacent to a tap sugar bush. I'd be interested in knowing when the applicant would take that off this application, you know, and to be part of the community, to be with community members. I've heard the applicant state they build vibrant communities, but can you build a vibrant community without tampering with or cause destruction to the groundwater or the well water that's adjacent to this property?
You mentioned the below water table extraction remains a sticking point. Another one that was brought up a handful of times is the setback as well.
Yeah.
Do you mind just diving into a little bit about that and what the concern is?
Yep. So there's a north branch and a south branch of the Long Sioux Creek. The applicant did present the original application for 24.7 million tons below the water in 2023. And since that, they have moved 300 meters away from the south branch of the Long Sioux Creek. That south branch of the Long Sioux Creek, it flows directly into Barbers Lake. There's a north branch of the Long Sioux Creek that the applicant is very, very close to, and it's the only thing dividing it is the width of the Highland line. So how come they changed their site plans and went, they were, I forget how close they were to it in January of 2023, but they've since gone 300 meters. So why would you go 300 meters from the south branch of the Long Sioux Creek, but not go 300 meters from the north branch, or even 300 meters from Barbers Lake and Barbers Lake wetlands? So there's that just doesn't add up at all.
And another point that was brought up a lot, of course, Wheeler's Pancake House, you're a significant business. You bring in a lot of people and a lot of money into the township. How could this be impacted by this?
Yeah, it's the noise, it's the dust, and it's meeting the trucks, because I don't think the applicant's going to use wheelbarrows to move this dirt. Being that it is further from the Pine Grove operation, being that it's like they already have a pit they licensed in 2022 called the Arnott Farm, and it's 100 acres. I believe it's being cash cropped right now, that there's no aggregate extraction whatsoever. So that's 20 minutes from here. And so I would imagine they'd want to use 4 and 5 axle belly dumps, belt tracks, and large, you know, 30, 40 ton vehicles to move this. And so the Highland Line isn't set up for that. So having folks that are from other countries that are used to smaller vehicles, or people from the city that are used to safe roadways developed properly for that would meet the needs of the traffic. The Highland Line cannot meet the needs for, there's no shoulders on the Highland Line, there's no painted lines. So to be meeting 4 and 5 axle tractor trailers, that's going to discourage people from wanting to come out. And tonight, the concerns of the dust and the noise, there's people that come and they hear like it's so tranquil and quiet at the Pancake House, and to have a massive pit operating like this to that natural environment. There's many, many tour groups that come to Wheeler's Maple throughout the year from all over the world, and this will be their only Canadian rural experience is Wheeler's Maple. And they'll go to Niagara Falls and Toronto and Ottawa, Montreal. But Wheeler's Maple, open year-round, is the only rural experience that they will receive. And so seeing how council views and looks at this, it will be very informative to us at Wheeler's Maple of the direction that this council wants to see Lanark Highlands go in. do we want to just have aggregate, or do we want to have agritourism businesses that are sustainable and then continue on?
Okay, anything else you feel like we should mention?
There is a lot, but this here, what's going on, is not neighborly at all. I'm just shocked. Kavanaugh has worked so hard to build such a good reputation for themselves, treat their employees well, build vibrant communities. And then in January 2023, they come million tons a year below the water table, 30 meters from Barber's Lake, 24/7. And it's like, wow, wowzers. Like, who's writing this? And why would you present this to your new neighbors? We're a community out here. We all know each other. We all get along with each other. And to have a new member of the community move in and say, no, this is how we're going to treat you. We're going to screw around with the groundwater, the below water, your wells. Like, it's very upsetting.